Welcome to episode one of the sauna series. Just about to put in an hour in the sauna. Not consistent. Took a couple breaks. Cold shower, jump back in. One of my favorite things to do on a Sunday is so I can brainstorm and think of different ideas and things I can implement for my two main businesses, Peak Performance MMA and Combat Business. So this new podcast is just going to be kind of documenting things I'm working on, challenges I'm facing, so you guys can kind of follow along and kind of see what's going on. For my gym, it's an awesome time of the year. The classes are getting busier. We're adding in some more beginner classes and some more advanced classes, so I'm really excited about that. And I just signed a deal to redo my floors, another one of my mats, so I just dropped a smooth $11,000. So no Rolex for me this quarter. All the money's going into Peak from the gym side. For a combat business side, we're experiencing super growth. It's so much fun. Our accelerator program is quickly becoming one of the best martial arts consulting programs on earth. And we're literally charging $99 a month. It's actually a joke how cheap it is and what they get. And so, I mean, if you're not spending $100 a month to improve your business, then you pretty much have a hobby. And, you know, you're not really, unless you're just killing it and you don't need help, which we all need help. I'm still working on things with my mentors and coaches to get better and improve. So yeah, I'm really excited about the direction that combat business is going in. We had a rough end of last year, had to redo some things, reconfigure and relaunch, but the new program is just freaking amazing. I'm so happy with it. I love putting out the content. And then my favorite thing is getting the testimonials from other gym owners, how we're changing their life. Because making more money is cool, but making an impact is even cooler. Having more people in your gym, more people you can affect, people you can help lose weight, gain confidence, kids gaining confidence, just reaching for goals instead of just playing video games all the time. So yeah, money's one part of it, but impact's even bigger. So I'm having probably the most fun I've had in years, you know, between impacting people at my gym and then impacting people through our consulting company. So now it's time to start working a little bit on me, try to get my fitness back up. I want to get back to competing this year. Crank out a few big tournaments if I can. One world championship isn't enough. You know, anybody can win one, but winning two, that's the goal. So I want to get the Gi World Championship Masters this year, get my weight back down. And for personally, is really keep cranking out my speaking. I've had two speaking events so far. My goal is 12 for the year, so I'm a little bit behind, but I've already got one planned for this month. I want to get better at my writing and my speaking, so I'll read in scientific advertising, breakthrough advertising. I'm going to start up the YouTube show again just to get more camera time. So just working on a lot of different things. A lot of people say that they don't see me near as much, and it's because I'm working on so many different things, but I'm having a lot of fun doing it, and it's just been fun. And then when I'm not doing that, of course, spend time with the family, do as much as I can there. Next month's autism awareness. So I'm excited about that. If you don't know, my daughter's autistic. So it's a big battle for me and my wife. But we do the best we can with it and keep pushing forward. It's like I could sit down and make excuses about life, you know, or wish I had more days off, things like that. But I don't. I just pick what I want and I go get it. You know, and that's what I want from my clients and students is pick something you want. Go get it. Life's short. We're all going to die. So have fun now. Enjoy it. Take the vacation now. Do the things now. Find ways to make it work. You know, I never would have thought I'd be in the situation I am, and a lot of it's just because I asked. You know, it's like when Alan started his consulting thing, I just hit him up. I'm like, hey, dude, I want to help. You know, next thing you know, year and a half later, whatever, sit down, and I become a partner. You know, I never planned it, but I wanted it. It made a big difference. So this is just kind of a short new podcast I'm going to start doing, just talking about things I'm doing. This one, I probably sound funny because my heart rate's probably about 160. I've been in this freaking sauna forever. But trying to get my sauna time, as Dr. Rhonda Patrick says, to extend longevity. So a lot of fun. Hope you guys have a good week. It's going to be an awesome week. So much going on. Getting ready to plan my mastermind retreat with Alan and Amy and the crew. Heading over to Mississippi, the Imperial Palace Casino. I don't gamble, so it'll be interesting. Might play a little craps, though, maybe, if they can talk me into it. But I've got a big meeting there. This week, I'm launching my new advanced classes. Monday nights are going to be fire, so come in and train Monday nights, and then just keep after it. But man, start reading books, start listening to podcasts, dedicate 30 minutes a day in the morning just on you and making you better. So this is Paul, and this is Random Sauna Session.